Yes, every day is indeed Saturday. Hello, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, and I am here to fire you up. Man, I am so incredibly inspired and motivated today. We're going to kill it, man. We're going to go after it. It's a quick hit podcast. We are going to condense, put 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag today for you, the champion who is right on the verge of great. I mean, you are right there on the verge of greatness, and you are ready to explode. Have an unbelievable day, a phenomenal week, and a great life. You know that every day can be Saturday because you've tuned in to the ex-stuttering college dropout who's living life on his terms. Hey, congratulations, number one, for finding the Everyday Saturday Show. We're in over 125 countries all around the world. Speaking of which, I have got to give a shout out to the land down under. I don't know what it is, man, but our phone lines and emails are blowing up. They are banging hard for a live Everyday Saturday event in Australia. And believe it or not, we are working just as hard to make that happen. So if you're from the land down under, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, any one of those or anywhere, I mean anywhere in that awesome, awesome land, thank you so much. We hear you loud and clear, and we are working hard behind the scenes to make that happen. But today's podcast, first of all, if this is the first time you're listening to the Everyday is Saturday Show, go on over to everydayissaturday.com, plug into the site, the blog, the free everything there is for you there to tune in and make Everyday Saturday. That's what it's all about. You're going to learn a little bit about the guy who is a stressed out corporate slave in a job, a J-O-B, journey the broke, jump out of bed, just over broke, right? You learn about that guy whose daughter is 3 years old back in 2004 asked, is tomorrow Saturday, Daddy? And that's all it took, my friend. 4 words to start the fastest growing motivational website on planet Earth. Thank you for listening. Thanks. I love all you guys. I hear you loud and clear. We get all of the tremendous feedback. And it's just been off the chart. So, give me the chicken sandwich, hold the dumb look. Yes, I did say that. I said that in Indianapolis yesterday when I was speaking at a live event. And I never eat fast food. I don't like fast food. It's hard to avoid fast food when you have 3 children under the age of 7 because, let's face it, you're driving around, you're a little bit ornery. Things aren't exactly going to plan. You pull right through the golden arches, right? And you get the Happy Meal with the kids' toys, and that gives you about 30 minutes of peace and quiet, right? Well, I was at another fast food restaurant. It was not the golden arches, and I don't want to name it on this show, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is, champion, the power of communication. See, I believe so strongly that if you can communicate properly, you can write your own paycheck in whatever you want to do. All you have to do is you need to learn how to communicate. So what's the difference between a millionaire, a 7-figure earner, and somebody that stands behind a counter with one of those headsets on asking if you want fries with that? My belief is a lot of things stand between those two individuals, mainly the art of communication. See, if you can convey your story, I talk about this a lot. I mean, this is really the foundation for which the Everyday Saturday program, mentoring, and coaching is built on, is being able to share a story, your story, but also to be able to communicate, to listen, right? You turn the word listen around and you get the word silent, right? And also your ability to speak. See, when I walked into this fine establishment in the state of Indiana yesterday, I was hungry. I was probably a little bit edgy, maybe. Now, I know I typically don't have bad days all that time because I'm grateful I got an opportunity to wake up on the right side of the ground today, so I'm fired up about that. However, I walked in a little bit hungry, driving a little bit. Yeah, you know, body was starting to talk to me, stomach was growling. I didn't really have time for anything other than, here's my order, and I certainly don't mind being greeted with a smile. Who wouldn't want to walk into a place and be greeted with a smile? Instead, the gentleman in front of me ordered, and the champion behind the counter was not in any mood to be waiting on the Everyday Saturday guy. I could just tell, man, even much as I'm trying to throw the friendly vibes out there, the champion just had the headset maybe on a little wrong. Maybe the baseball hat was a little crooked. Maybe the shirt just was too tight. I don't know what the issue was, but something just wasn't right in fast food land for this particular champion. Order taker, okay? And the difference is, do you want to be the person who owns the restaurant, or do you want to be the individual who's actually making the lunch? I prefer to own the restaurant. Not literally, that's just figuratively, because I've been in the franchise business, and trust me when I tell you, it ain't all it's cracked up to be. Whole nother podcast. Anyway, let's get back to it. Next, I'm there, I'm fired up, man, I'm ready to place my order, but I was not going to let this champion dictate the conversation and the communication. I wanted him to earn my $6.76 for the two grilled chicken sandwiches I ordered, barbecue style. So I said, I am not going to let this individual take the easy way out. I want to challenge him to do better. So maybe tomorrow when he goes back to his champion fast food job, champion fast food job tomorrow, he's better because Sam Crowley came into his path. So I step up through the little ropes there, and I stand there, and it's a standoff when I tell you. Neither one of us was speaking. I stared at him, he stared at me, and I wasn't going to say anything until he greeted me with the proper salutation that as a client of this particular restaurant establishment, I deserved! So he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and he's got the dumb look on his face, and I wasn't going to say anything. And then he finally goes something like this. I'm like, what? He's like, can I help you? I'm like, just to clarify, did you just ask me a question? And was that question, can I help you? He said, yeah. Great. If you're asking, can you help me? The answer is yes. I'd like to place an order for my lunch today. Champion. What can I get you? Are you asking me now, the next question, what is it exactly that I'm looking to order? And I'm like, look, man, I'm thinking to myself, there's a lot of ways I can go with this. See, I don't want to really upset somebody in this particular profession too much for fear that I'm going to have to be walking with like eyes in the back of my head back to my champion car in the parking lot. So rather than push the envelope too far, I said, yes, I would like one of those chicken sandwiches, but not fried. Grilled, please. Excuse me, what'd you say? I can't hear you, champion. We don't have that sandwich grilled. It's only fried. Oh, I see. So what you're saying to me, if I understand you correctly, is I am not able to order that particular product the way I'd like it grilled. I have to order it fried. And this is where I threw the champion for a loop. This is where his head is still spinning today. This is why he may have handed in his resignation yesterday from his full-time job. I asked four word question. That's it. What do you recommend? What do you recommend, champion? And that was it. That's all I took. Oh. And then the line's starting to build behind me, okay, because it's getting kind of busy. A little bit of bead of sweat on the brow of this individual who's employed by this fast food agency. And I wanted to help him understand that you cannot treat people this way. And number two, you have to be able to communicate, because if he could have simply greeted me, let's look at the right way to do this. The right way to do it, if I owned this particular restaurant that I went to yesterday, okay, I would have greeted an individual and said, hello, champion, my name's Sam Crowley, and I'm excited to take your order today. May I serve you? What kind of response do you think I would have gotten? I mean, come on, man. People be fired up. That restaurant would set records. But instead, I get the dumb look and the mumbles. The guy had a case of the mumbles, man. And it's not just this individual. It's every single individual I come in contact in this type of establishment. And it's time I took a stand, and you too, champion. It's time you help people understand that you need to be able to communicate out there in the world. If you're a business owner, you're building a business, whatever profession you're in, if you cannot communicate properly with other individuals, you are missing out on a million-dollar lifestyle. And trust me when I tell you, this is not just an issue with fast food restaurant employees. This is an executive boardrooms, man. I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in as an executive where people can't communicate. People with MBAs. I had somebody say, hey, you know an MBA? I have an MBA. Do you know what MBA stands for? Miserable, broke, and annoying. That's just my definition. But anyway, I've been in meetings with people with MBAs that can't communicate. My three-year-old, I have a better conversation with than some of these brainiacs, right? What I'm saying to you, and the reason I said, give me the chicken sandwich, and I absolutely did say, hey, here's some advice, pal. give me the chicken sandwich. Fry it up. That's fine. All right. No issues with that. Just give me lettuce and tomato. Nothing else on it. I'll do extra 2 minutes on the treadmill tomorrow. Here's the deal. Next time somebody comes in, man, just give them the order. Hold the dumb look. Okay? And you know what? He appreciated that. I could tell, even though he didn't smile, we didn't have a warm embrace over the counter, and I think that's mainly attributed to the fact that this restaurant was getting very busy at the time. But I could tell that this champion with the visor on, the matching shirt, and the headset, and a lot of food on the front of this individual, I could tell he appreciated the feedback because it was an absolute gift. And I think if he could have taken an opportunity, if he had actually the ability to communicate, he would have pulled me aside and said, you know what, Sam? Thank you. Thank you for saving my life, because that wisdom that you just gave me in the last 3 minutes of our interaction has changed my life. Now I'm going to move forward understanding that if I can just communicate properly with everybody around me, from a janitor to a CEO, I will exponentially grow my income. And you know what I'm going to do tomorrow, champion, is I'm going to do exactly what you recommended. I am going to learn how to speak. I'm going to learn how to communicate, and I am going to change my life. Thank you, Sam Crowley, for saying, give me that chicken sandwich, but hold the dumb look. And I say the same thing to you, champion. Listen to this podcast all around the world, everywhere. Learn how to communicate. Look into someone's eyes and quit looking at dollar signs and start looking at their dream. And what will happen is your dream will grow exponentially, as will your bank account. And then in turn, you'll be able to bless other people because you'll be earning so much money from your ability to communicate. The financial pressures will be set away from you. The relationship pressures will go away. Everything will taste better. The air will smell better. Everything will be better because you learn how to communicate. My name's Sam Crowley from the world famous EverydayIsSaturday.com, and I want to welcome you to contact our office. Send us an email at sam@everydayisSaturday.com or our champion hotline, 888-311-EDIS, as in Everyday is Saturday, and bring us to your hometown so we can change lives worldwide. I believe in you. I believe in your dream, and I believe you are a champion communicator. God bless you.